Good evening. How are we doing? Simon here. I've been asked to speak on something which is close to my heart, and what's been on my heart recently is God speaking to us. So often there's so much noise going on in our lives and in life in general that it's very hard to hear him. I don't know about you, but I sometimes find it difficult to hear what he's saying to me. It might just be me. You might have it all sussed. We're going to look tonight at the story, or part of the story, of Elijah, a prophet in the Old Testament. It's set in the time of King Ahab, king of Israel. It wasn't a good time for Israel. King Ahab, according to the Bible, did more evil in the sight of the Lord than all the kings before him. He took on a king. He married Jezebel, the daughter of the king of the Sidonians, and set up a temple and altar to worship Baal. And we join the story just after Elijah's had quite a significant success. Basically, there'd been a kind of contest. He challenged the prophets of Baal to set fire to a sacrifice. And 450 of them had pleaded with their God to bring down fire on their sacrifice, and nothing had happened. Elijah had called on God, on the Lord, and even though the sacrifice he placed, the bull he placed on the altar, was covered with water and drenched and wet, fire of God came down and burnt up the sacrifice. All of Israel saw this, and the people laid prostrate and worshipped God and realized that he was the true God. So Elijah got them to go and kill and round up and kill all of the prophets, the 450 prophets of Baal. So you think, great, things are going well, things are changing. But then Jezebel, King Ahab's wife, hears of this and threatens and promises to kill Elijah. So Elijah is afraid for his life, and he runs and he flees to the mountain of Horeb, a long distance away. And he hides in a cave. And that's where we join the story, in 1 Kings 19, verse 11. Then he was told, "Go stand on the mountain at attention before God. God will pass by." A hurricane wind ripped through the mountains and shattered the rocks before God, but God wasn't to be found in the wind. After the wind, an earthquake, but God wasn't in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, fire, but God wasn't in the fire. And after the fire, a gentle and quiet whisper. When Elijah heard the quiet voice, he muffled his face with his great cloak, went to the mouth of the cave and stood there. A quiet voice asked, "So Elijah, now tell me, what are you doing here?" Elijah was desperate. He was afraid. He was hiding in the cave. God came and spoke to him. But God wasn't in the wind or the earthquake or the fire. I wonder what Elijah thought when he saw the fire. Maybe he thought, "God, we've just had a really good victory. You brought down fire and shown and demonstrated your power." But then the fire appears outside his cave, and God isn't in the fire this time. Then God speaks in a still, small voice, in a whisper, to Elijah. I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel the wind, a cold wind and a driving rain in my life. Things just seem to be going really, really well. All of a sudden, whoosh, this wind knocking you off your feet. And you wonder where God is. But he's still with you. I love these words from a song from my favourite artist, Martin Joseph. The song's called "I Will Follow." And the words go something like this. "And I know you never change, and I know you never will. But the winds of life have blown me all around. I will follow you. I will go on. And on, wherever you lead me, I will follow you." That's a challenge to us sometimes, isn't it? When life blows us off course, to stick and follow with God who's faithful to us. And then sometimes you might feel like you're standing on solid ground, things are going well, and all of a sudden there's an earthquake and a shaking, and things aren't going quite as well as you'd planned or as you'd expected. You're shaken up, things happen, and you're like, "God, where are you in this situation?" And then there's a fire Sometimes you have lots of hopes and dreams, and you, this is what I'm going to do. This is what we're going to do, God. This is my life. This is what's going to happen. And sometimes your dreams get burnt and lie in ashes at your feet. And you wonder, God, where are you in all of this? And then God comes and speaks in his quiet, still voice. And he speaks your name. And he says, I know what you're doing there. We've got things to do. We've got things to work on. You're going to walk with me. And we're going to do great stuff together. It's so hard sometimes, isn't it, to hear God, because there's so many things going on in our lives, so much noise all around us. And the last 6 months or so, there seems to be an increase in that. There's all the COVID-19, the pandemic, the coronavirus, the testing, the track and trace, the R rate, the infections, hospital admissions, isolation, quarantine, all this noise and news about what's going on. And we wonder, God, where are you in all of this? And then there's things like education results change overnight. Lots of changes in government policy and decisions and U-turns. And then there's the election coming up in America. There's Brexit. There's all the protests. There's riots. There's explosions in Beirut. There's lots of things going on. There's deaths and stabbings and shootings, and life just seems so full of stuff and negative stuff that's going on. And we're wondering, God, where are you in all of this? And God speaks to us in his still small voice. What are you doing there? Come on. There's a website I found on the internet called The Presence Project. Lots of contributions by lots of different kind of artists from all around the world, different contributions of music and art and prose. And there's a page on there called The Quiet Voice. And I found this lovely paraphrase of this story of Elijah. And I'm going to read that out to you, if I may. And hopefully this may help. It's called The Whisper, and it's by Chris Matthews. Even the magnificence of the storm roar failed to awaken him. Entangled by a shroud of misery, exhausted, angry, and so desperately alone, he was unimpressed by the raging wind and driving rain. Predictable, he thought. The violence of the earthquake momentarily distracted him, but too lost in his own despair, he remained unmoved and bound. The flames, as spectacular as they were, failed to stir him. He was no longer a prophet who dealt in fire. The knots seemed to tighten. Despairing, numb, he barely heard the whisper. Unexpected, gentle, tender, the voice named him, and he was undone. Maybe you feel like sometimes you're just in despair. Things are going on, things aren't as you planned. And you think, God, what's going on? And then he speaks to your heart, and you're undone, because you know. You know that God is there and God is with you. He knows every single hair on your head. He's got plans to prosper and give you hope and to give you a future. And you're doubting all that. You've seen God work. You've seen God move. You've seen God in your life. And then all of a sudden things seem to be crashing around. Lots of noise and you fear. And fear takes a hold. But God's there to remind you in his still small voice that I am with you and I'm calling you by name. God doesn't shout at us sometimes. The Holy Spirit speaks to us sometimes just in a whisper, in a quiet voice. And it, for us, it's a challenge to get away and find those places, those times when we can listen and hear him. Away from the clamour of life, away from the noise and the distractions. I think God wants us to know tonight that he wants to speak to us in his whisper. That he's calling us by name. I can't speak out the name of everyone who might be in our church or who might be listening to this. If I could, I would. But I wanted to remind you, he's calling you my name. So when he calls for Elijah, says, Elijah, what are you doing here? Put your name in there. Simon, I'm calling you. What are you doing here? Everyone who's listening, put your name in that place. I can't read out the name of everyone who might be listening to this at any point. But God is calling your name. He knows you. He knows everything about you. He knows where you've been, knows where you're going. And he wants to remind you, he is with you. He hasn't let you go, will never leave you, never forsake you. Walk with him. No matter where the wind blows you off course, stick with him, follow him. I'm going to pray, and we're going to have a moment of silence. Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness to us. Thank you that even when we're afraid, we don't need to be, because we know that you are with us. Help us to realize that and to trust you, that when the winds come, when the earthquakes come, when the fires come, that you are there in your still small voice speaking to us, calling us by name. So Lord, will you speak to us now? Will you come and touch everyone who's listening to this tonight? We're going to have a moment of silence and just ask God to speak to you wherever you are, into whatever circumstances you're facing at the moment, wherever you might find yourself.